City Manager Bob Prunella opted not to have the discussion of his job evaluation take place behind closed doors. Instead of the scheduled executive session, Prunella, the City Council, and the public were in open session and heard public comment. Police Chief Doug McCloskey, Light Plant Superintendent Steve Henson, and Museum Director Dennis Chapman all spoke in support of Prunella.
I can just say that, once again, the past year working with Bob has been very effective from my point of view, and he's been great to work with. I just cannot envision a better working relationship with a city manager.
He has been very supportive of every endeavor that I've tried to come up with. And he has the best interest of the city and its employees at heart, I believe, at all times.
I've been here almost 6 years now, and it's been a great working relationship. And to be honest, I've never worked with anybody that's given me more support where I've had in the past. And it's been a great 6 years working with Bob, and I hope to continue that.
Councilmember James Stowe suggested that since Rangel was going towards a new path of boroughhood, Rangel should also start to consider a new choice in city manager. While he said that Prunella has done a good job, Stowe contended that change was a good idea and city manager should only serve so long. Councilmember and incoming borough mayor Don McConaughey said he supports Prunella but named a couple of things that could be worked on.
He needs to remember more stuff, and I think we need to have city department meetings. But otherwise, I think Bob's doing a good job, and I would support him all the way.
Councilmember Wilma Stokes breached the subject of retirement. Vice Mayor Paul Southland suggested setting a transition schedule to fill the position of city manager once Prunella does decide to retire.
I think we all, as we look back on Bob's service, not just this year, but over the many years to the city, see that we've benefited greatly by it. And now we'd like to benefit by his service in procuring somebody else that could do the job for him when he chooses to retire. But I think it's an exciting thing for Bob and for the city.
Prunella said he was hoping to secure another year of his job and that he'd be willing to help the city find a new city manager when the time is right.
What I'm saying is I anticipate only probably another year and tidy up a lot of these projects. And during that year, sometimes later in the year, you don't want to do this forever, to help you secure another one.
Prunella also said he hoped the city would be able to find another city manager as dedicated as he is.
Right now, you know, this is a pretty busy job. I'm pulling double duty. I'm trying to, you know, run the city the best I can and deal with the public and deal with the council and deal with four damn pool and deal with opponents of four damn pool and do the lobbying. And if you add all that up, there's a whole bunch of that that's not in the job description, but I do it because I'm here for rank.
The council voted unanimously to extend Bob Prunella's contract as city manager to June 2009. This is Lisa Fu, reporting in Wrangell.